Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a remarkable milestone, the Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, the organization behind the beloved Amul brand, has crossed a staggering 1 lakh crore rupees in group annual turnover, becoming the first fast-moving consumer goods company in India to achieve this feat. What makes this significant is that this was achieved with an impressive 11.4% year-on-year growth. But why does this matter? The Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, or GCMMF for short, is an apex cooperative body that markets dairy and food products under the Amul brand. It acts as the federation-level organization that aggregates and markets milk and products collected by district-level dairy cooperatives across Gujarat. First, it is essential to understand the organizational structure of GCMMF and Amul. Amul, which stands for Anand Milk Union Limited, is named after the founding cooperative at Anand, Gujarat. The structure of GCMMF and Amul is based on a three-tier cooperative model, often called the Anand pattern. This model separates production, processing, and marketing into distinct cooperative tiers, ensuring economies of scale at each level while keeping ownership with farmers. At the base of this structure are village dairy cooperative societies, which are followed by district cooperative milk producers unions, and finally, the Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, which markets its products under the Amul brand. Building on this, it is worth noting that this structure has been instrumental in the success of Amul and has become a model for other cooperative organizations in India. Crucially, the success of Amul can be attributed to the vision of Dr. Varghese Kurian, known as the Milkman of India and Father of the White Revolution. Dr. Kurian established the cooperative dairy model at Anand in 1949 and later led the National Dairy Development Board, which replicated this model nationally. Operation Flood, which was implemented from 1970 to 1996, was the world's largest dairy development program. It was implemented in three phases, the first phase, from 1970 to 1981, linked urban milk markets to rural cooperatives and established major markets in cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, and Chennai. The second phase, from 1981 to 1985, expanded to 136 cities and increased procurement and processing capacity. The third phase, from 1985 to 1996, focused on creating self-sustaining cooperatives, increasing rural women's participation, and establishing a national milk grid. The results of Operation Flood were astounding. India transformed from a milk deficit country to the world's largest milk producer, a position it retains today. Remember this number: India now produces over 230 million metric tons of milk annually. But what exactly changed? The Amul model is studied globally as a cooperative scaling success that integrates rural producers into national and global value chains without subordinating them to corporate intermediaries. The National Dairy Development Board, headquartered in Anand, Gujarat, was established in 1965 to replicate the Anand pattern. It supported the formation of state-level dairy federations, including Mother Dairy in Delhi, Karnatak Milk Federation, also known as Nandini, Avin in Tamil Nadu, and Vijaya in Andhra Pradesh. The National Dairy Development Board also operates the National Milk Grid, a network connecting surplus and deficit regions through cold chain infrastructure. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The success of the Amul model and Operation Flood has significant implications for India's agricultural economy and food security. The cooperative model has been instrumental in empowering rural communities and increasing their participation in the dairy industry. And here is something that surprises many students: the role of women in dairy cooperatives has been significant, with many women contributing to the success of these organizations. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers the economy, and GS Paper 1, which covers society. Note this carefully: the cooperative sector, including its structure and constitutional basis, is an essential topic for the UPSC exam. The 97th Amendment to the Constitution, which came into effect in 2011, is particularly relevant. This is a favorite prelims fact. The National Dairy Development Board, or NDDB, that is, the National Dairy Development Board, plays a crucial role in promoting dairy development in India. The Anand pattern, which is the three-tier cooperative model, is a key concept to understand for the UPSC exam. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, or GCMMF, crossed 1 lakh crore rupees in group annual turnover in the financial year 2026. The National Dairy Development Board, or NDDB, was established in 1965 to replicate the Anand pattern. The National Milk Grid is a network connecting surplus and deficit regions through cold chain infrastructure. The Amul model is studied globally as a cooperative scaling success that integrates rural producers into national and global value chains. Now, moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to remember that the cooperative sector, including its structure and constitutional basis, is a critical topic for the UPSC exam. The success of the Amul model and Operation Flood has significant implications for India's agricultural economy and food security. The cooperative model has been instrumental in empowering rural communities and increasing their participation in the dairy industry. The role of women in dairy cooperatives has been significant, with many women contributing to the success of these organizations. In conclusion, the Amul model demonstrates that cooperatives can achieve global commercial scale while preserving farmer ownership and rural welfare, and its replicability across India's agricultural economy is a topic of significant interest and relevance to the UPSC exam, highlighting the importance of cooperative models in achieving rural development and food security in India.